Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Merry Christmas. My name is Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for being here. It's Friday, December 23rd, Christmas Eve, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A massive winter storm causes travel chaos. Oh, sorry if you're caught in that. A federal deficit hits a record high. CDC urges folks to bring back the face mask. And a survey ranks the cleanest cities in America. Also coming up, the message of the day on how to slow this weekend down. But first, massive winter storm causing travel chaos across the United States. 26 governors are preparing for blizzard conditions, power outages, and floods. More than 3,000 flights have already been canceled in the Midwest and the Great Plains. And this storm, of course, taking place during the busiest travel week of the year. According to a survey from One Poll, more than 120 million Americans will visit their friends and family over the Christmas break. 80% travel by car, 15% by air, and 5% take the train. Perhaps those percentages will go up as the flights are canceled. Federal government reporting a monthly budget deficit of $249 billion in a month. November, that's a 30% increase from a year earlier and the highest on record. The biggest spenders were the Department of Education, which I don't even know why it exists, Medicare, Medicaid, the military, COVID relief programs. Overall tax revenue down 10% compared to 2021 as folks cut back on spending to cope with inflation. The CDC once again urging people to wear masks indoors. Doctors warning Americans of the dangers posed by the so-called tridemic, a lethal combination of the flu, COVID, and RSV, which is something I've never heard of in my entire life. And everyone's like, oh yeah, he's got RSV. Like, what? Scientists say the latest strain of COVID is 10 times more transmissible than previous variants. Hospitalizations in California, New York, Texas, and Florida are up 50% compared to the summer. The World Population Review ranking the cleanest cities in America. Towns are judged by air pollution, garbage, vermin, rats and roaches, and graffiti. The top five cleanest: Lincoln, Nebraska, Wilmington, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado. Doesn't count marijuana in the air, I guess. Tampa, Florida, and number one, Honolulu, Hawaii. The dirtiest cities all found in the Northeast. Newark, New Jersey ranks dead last on the cleanliness index. I feel like every time we do a survey like this of bad things, Newark is always the worst. Coming up, the message of the day on how to slow this weekend down. That's next.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. You know, the words hustle and bustle are only ever used together to describe Christmas. No one uses those words to describe the 4th of July. Thanksgiving has hustle and bustle, but no one ever uses the words. It's only Christmas that has hustle and bustle. I don't even know what bustle is. So my prayer for you this weekend is that you can slow your Christmas down, because this weekend is going to fly by. Now, maybe you want it to, and that's fine too. The Christmas after my dad died, we went to Vegas. We just wanted the weekend to go away already. But if you want to savor this Christmas, I hope you can. Someone gave me some advice, 3 points. First, don't feel behind. You're not behind. I went to Home Depot and saw Christmas decorations in September. It wasn't even Halloween. And that just makes you feel behind the rhythm of the marketplace. So when you feel behind, you got to catch up. And listen, before you know it, it's going to be Monday, December 26th. And you'll be like, what happened? Because you were always playing catch up. Don't feel behind. Second, manage expectations. Your weekend will not look like a Williams and Sonoma catalog. It can't be. So let that expectation go. Release yourself from that pressure, because pressure kills joy. And third advice someone gave me is if you can find a moment of joy this weekend, a moment of bliss, that's an incredible blessing. And you never know when it's going to be. Right? The moment could be when kids are playing sweetly with each other, when the grandparents are opening up presents with grandkids, or it could be if you're all alone and the way the snow and the crisp air just look different and feel different on Christmas. I have no idea what the moment is going to be, but I hope you have one moment of joy where time seems to stop, or at least you wish it would. Harriet Beecher Stowe, she wrote the second most popular book of the 19th century behind the Bible, Uncle Tom's Cabin, sparked the Civil War. She had 7 kids, but only 3 survived into adulthood. So she saw a lot of sorrow in her life. She was 72 and she was going through her old papers, her memories, and she was just taken back by how busy her life was, or how busy it seemed, but didn't need to be. She looked back on all the things that made me anxious that I don't even remember today. I forgot all about that. So she had this beautiful passage. She's writing a note to her adult son, her only adult son, and just talking about the timeline of her life and all these memories. And she says, I found these letters written in the first 2 years of marriage when I was looking forward to motherhood, then letters when my whole life was within the 4 walls of my nursery, and then letters when my thoughts were absorbed by the developing character of children who have now lived their earthly life and gone to the eternal one. I love that. So it's pre-kids, then focusing on our babies, and then raising children. These seasons of life that in the time seem so long, but looking back, absolutely fly by. And now she's nearing the end of her life, and she's seen most of her friends pass away. And she says, it gives me a sort of dizzy feeling, the shortness of life and nearness of eternity, when I see how many that I have traveled with are gone within the veil. Life goes fast. This weekend will be lightning fast. I pray there could be a few moments at least when it can all slow down. Coming up next, something you might not know. The best news in the world is found right on the piano. It's next.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, host of the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. The best news in the world is found right on the piano. I want to thank Igniter Media for this story, because I don't play the piano, but I've been around piano. We've all been around piano. I had no idea that the greatest news in the world was right there on the piano. And not only is it on the piano, it's a simple scale. Anyone can do it. You can never have played a piano ever in your life, and you can find out the best news in the world. Just start on C and play every white key until you get to the next C. You're like, well, I don't know what a C is. So you find any 2 black keys, like a pair. There's 2 black keys and then 3 and then 2, 3. Find any 2 and then go down 1 to the left. That's your C. So start on C and then play to the next C. It sounds like this. Okay, you're thinking, all right, I've heard that. How is that great news? Well, that's not. You played it backwards. Come on now, play it the other way. Did you hear the great news yet? Did you hear it? Okay, well, you played it the right way. You went C to C going down, but you got to play the pauses. We'll set it out to get too complicated. I can't play the piano. I know you don't have to be Mozart to do this. Just play the pauses. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last. All right, Slater. I told you I don't play the piano. I don't even know what you're talking about. And how can this be the best news in the world? No, hold on. Don't get frustrated yet. I know I've thrown a lot at you, but I'm certain you know this already. A simple scale going down. Don't forget the pauses on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note, and you will have discovered the greatest news in the world. You can play it yourself, and more importantly, you can know it yourself. And dare I say, you already do know it. You just have to admit it. It's written on your heart. The good news, the greatest news, is written on your heart. You just have to accept it and admit it. Next time you see a piano, try it. Start on C, go down to the next C, pause first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and the last one. You ready? You ready for the greatest news in the world? Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Merry Christmas.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in. Merry Christmas to you and your family. If you'd like to join us on my podcast, download Politics by Faith.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.